A serious lung complication for a small group of juvenile arthritis patients is causing concern for both Cincinnati Children's Hospital researchers and the families of patients. This is Focus on Technology, and you're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. It was 6 years ago when one of Rashmi Sinha's one-year-old twins first showed signs of the rarest form of juvenile idiopathic arthritis, also called systemic JIA. It's a debilitating disease that affects thousands of children. The standard of care is a class of medications called biologics, and that's what her son Vikram was taking. Then, 1 year after his initial diagnosis, her son experienced chronic lung problems, a recent and disturbing trend with systemic JIA patients. At the time, the Sinhas were living in California, and Vikram was in and out of the hospital.
You can't have a peaceful moment once something like this has happened. And then I started meeting other parents who were going through the same nightmare scenario.
She quit her job and traveled to medical conferences to learn more about this lung complication. That's how she and her family ended up in Cincinnati. Children's has recently documented 18 examples of this systemic JIA-associated lung disease.
I've been at Children's since 2013, and every year I've been here, we've seen more patients with lung disease with the systemic JIA than we did the year before.
Rheumatology expert Grant Schulert is having success treating it. He found patients who have this lung complication are also on biologics.
It's hard because almost every child with systemic JIA now is treated with these medications, and at least 90 to 95% of them don't have any lung problems that we can tell. But for those who do, it's a very serious complication and can sometimes even be a fatal complication.
The cause is unclear. Schulert says it's some combination of genetic risk factors and a trigger in the environment, maybe an infection which sets this off. Biologics may also play a role. Unfortunately, Schulert says there aren't any great alternatives to the genetically engineered medications. He says generally the patients at risk of getting this lung complication were diagnosed at age 2 or older and have high levels of inflammation.
So particularly for those patients, what we recommend is that they get chest x-rays probably on an annual basis to look for any signs of lung disease, that they have ultrasounds of their heart, because you can see if the lungs are very inflamed, you can get increased blood pressure in the lungs, which can back up and affect the heart, and you can see that with an ultrasound of the heart. And other tests to look at their oxygen levels.
Schulert is working with his colleagues here at Cincinnati Children's and across the country to discover the cause. There are hints of what's going on, and it has to do with a particular kind of inflammation. Schulert likens it to a runaway train. This inflammation just won't stop. This past weekend, he presented his findings at a conference in Atlanta. Meanwhile, Vikram, who's now 7.5, can run and play on good days. During a flare-up, he can't do anything. Sinha says her sons have given the disease and its complication a name.
They call it the SJIA monster. And everything in our lives is about keeping the SJIA monster at bay.
Sinha has started the National Systemic JIA Foundation to support parents and researchers. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.